This is Packs What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
All right. I hate to segue and pivot
Let's
here.
Let's talk about the schedule.
Let's talk about the schedule, because you do, 3 days ago on your YouTube channel, follow at Tom Grassi Comedy on YouTube if you don't already. I don't know why you wouldn't be if you're here listening to this, but you did an every fan's reaction to the schedule release. So what was your reaction as Tom Grassi when you saw the Packers schedule?
The release video or the schedule?
We're talking about the schedule.
Yeah. The schedule itself, like, I actually really like it. It's a weird schedule. Like, it legitimately is very, very strange. Like, because there's, like, that weird gap between, like, week four and, like, week six where we play, like, one game in a month. Like, that's weird. But I love it because it really seems like a runway for Jordan Love to get his feet wet. So, I mean, what else could you ask for? You have teams, I know, listen, strength of the schedule means nothing. But, like, week eight is, like, the first playoff team from last year. Of course, like, the Lions, who should be playoff contenders this year, they're week four. But it just allows a lot of opportunities for Jordan Love to, like, just go out there and, like, develop. And, like, get a really good sense of, hey, we're going up against a lot of young quarterbacks. A Bryce Young, right? Desmond Ridder. We're going up against these guys. And, like, let's see what the kids got, because at the end of the day, there's just so much unknown. So I love this schedule for that. It's not brutally difficult. And I think as a, like, young QB coming in for the first time as, like, the full-time starter, it's pretty fortunate.
I actually really appreciate the early bye as well. I think, like, they're going to need to do a little, like, self-scout, like, post-mortem of the first, like, couple of weeks, and it's, like, nice that it's early. I think in the past, it's different with Rodgers, right, because you kind of know that they're going to be a playoff contender. You want that, like, later bye so the guys can rest their bodies, but I actually think that early break will just be, like, a nice, like, kind of mental check for the team for this season.
I thought it was really weird, too, that, like, I mean, we kind of talked about this a little bit on past episodes where we were trying to predict who the opener would be against, and it really felt like it was going to be the Bears or the Lions. Like, that made the most sense. But I was a little surprised that Jordan Love didn't get a home game until week three. I don't mind the way that this kind of fell, and I think opening at Soldier Field is really cool, especially if he makes magic happen like Matt LaFleur did in his first game with the Packers. Like, that would be really special as a first game as the official starter. But yeah, I was kind of surprised to see that, like, his first home game wasn't this big hoopla, like, division rival. Like, Saints game is fun, little asterisk. Sure. My first game seeing the Saints was when Brett Hundley played them in 2017 in the rain, like, taking over for Rodgers. But yeah, I'll be at that one. You know, I want to go see his first start, but definitely surprised by that.
Yeah, I think, first of all, if Jordan Love, like, does really well week one and we beat the Bears, oh my God, like, I am going to be, I have so many receipts. These Bears fans have been in usually it's the off season, because this is their time. This is their Super Bowl. It's when we get eliminated and it's the off season. Shout out to the Bear fans. But, like, they are just like, oh, it's time to suck. Like, it's time. Love is going to be so bad. I'm like, if he plays well, like, I kind of want it. Of course, I want the Packers to do well. But if the Packers go on, like, a mini run, I just want to see the fear in, like, the NFC North Division rivals' eyes going, no, they don't have it, like,
not again.
Right? So it would be.
I was with a Lions fan this past weekend, and he was asking me what I thought about Jordan Love, and I'm very honest when people ask. I'm like, look, he could be really bad, or he could be really good. Like, the scale in which this man can come out and perform is, like, pretty infinite at this point. I'm confident and I'm optimistic, because why would I feel any differently about my team?
Of course.
And he looked at me dead in the face and was like, if you guys get a third great quarterback, I might give up being an NFL fan.
It makes sense.
Go ahead, Tom.
No, go ahead, Megan.
No, I was just going to say, so, like, one of my coworkers is a Packers fan and her husband is a Vikings fan. And I saw them at a work thing last weekend. And it's really interesting that even Vikings fans are like, we don't know what the hell is going to happen this season. Like, it's going to be, like, even Vikings fans, you know, this has been, like, their opportunity the last couple seasons. It's been like, hey, they can run away with this. They've got all the talent on offense. They've got a really good defense. And now Vikings fans are like, oh, man, we might actually be the bottom of the division, which is so surprising. Like, yeah. I mean, I think if you polled at least 70% of the NFC North fans would say, like, yeah, the Lions probably take the division this year. And I don't think we've ever, like, said
that. That's an insane statement to make. Like, not since I've been alive. Like, are we going, like, yeah, like, that's a thing that could happen this year. And it's, like, actual optimism behind it, too. I think what's crazy is you look at the NFC North, just the quarter, like, the four quarterbacks are so weird. Right, it's Jared Goff, like, out of nowhere, who had a good year last year. Justin Fields, who we think, like, is kind of good. Then you have Kirk Cousins, of course, good old Kirk. And then you have Jordan Love. So it's, like, this weird hodgepodge of players. And I think for the first time, like, there's – and maybe you're – I don't know if you're hearing it as much, but the amount of, like, NFC North Division rivals who are just, like, are you ready to suck? Are you going to be so sad if the Packers are bad? Like, all of these things – and I'm like, you don't understand. This is the first time, and I know how pompous this sounds. This is the first time since I've been a fan of the Green Bay Packers, since maybe, what, 09, maybe 08, that I was like, oh, the Packers are probably not going to make the playoffs this year. Like before the season has even started. Because you had Brett Favre, and then you had Aaron Rodgers, and you started in September, you were like, yeah, we're probably going to go to the playoffs. Like, or we're at least going to be contending that potential Super Bowl, etc. This year, I have no expectations of that. So if the Packers turn out to be like a 10-win team out of nowhere, I'm going to be ecstatic.
Yeah.
Because like that'd be awesome, because I just want to see, is Jordan Love the guy? Also, let's see who's good at their job. I've been saying that for months now. I want to see accountability. We talk about Matt LaFleur and how he's been snubbed for Coach of the Year and stuff because he had Rodgers. Well, here's your chance, buddy. Joe Barry, are we finally going to see something out of it? Like, this is your time to go, okay, you don't have a Hall of Fame quarterback to hide behind anymore. And I mean that for everybody. Let's see who's good at their job so we can assess and then see how we're going to move forward.
Yeah. I think this is the year where a lot of questions get answered. We don't know what the answers are going to be. We have the questions. You just listed.
We have a lot of questions.
But we're going to have answers very quickly, I believe. I don't, or at least in the one season. And the craziest part of it, too, is that, like you said, Tom, they're they could be a 9-win, 8-win team and sneaky into the playoffs because the NFC is still really bad and really wide open. I mean, truly, aside from the Eagles and the Cowboys and the Niners, maybe the Giants, like, things are up in the air. And so if Jordan Love is like serviceable, I mean, anything can happen again this season. But I think more than anything, it's less about record and more about how is he performing under pressure? How is he as the starter? How is this team like developing together, right? Are they looking better in week 15 than they are in week two? Like, that's all you really want to see, is like the trajectories going upwards.
We are the Bears from last year. And what I mean by that is the Bears had one goal last year and it wasn't winning games. Is Justin Fields your guy? That's it. And this year, is Jordan Love our guy? And again, if the offense struggles, which would make sense because young guy, are we going to be able to adapt like Luke Getsy did for Justin Fields? Because he was horrible that like first quarter of the season. Then they adjusted to Justin Fields and then, you know, he was actually better. But now it's like with Jordan Love, it's like not even just the player. Do we have the personnel around him too? I love what they did in the draft. You know, that day two stuff. Go out. I really wanted Darnell Washington, but go out and get, you know, apparently no one else did. So
I did.
I mean, in terms of teams, because I was like, yes, we're going to go get him. We didn't. Regardless, the point that I'm making is that at the end of this, even if we win six games, but we go, you know what? Jordan Love is the guy, or like there's something to build upon. Great. It also allows going, hey, so that defense that we have been investing in for forever now, it still is not panning out. Can we make some actual changes now? Because if there aren't changes made, because Perry, you mentioned this, like, where are the issues? Like, who is at fault? My only concern for this season is if we identify those people and nothing gets done about that. That's my overall concern.
Yeah, it's a valid one because we've seen that.
Feels likely.
Takes the Packers a little bit longer than I think a lot of people watching would care for them to make some changes that feel very obvious to everyone outside the building.
special teams, defense. You know, it's like there's plenty of things that you can hang it on. But I think it's just you are going to get Matt LaFleur's team because Matt LaFleur attempted to build Matt LaFleur's team in the 2020 draft. That's what Goody did. That's what LaFleur did. And then they were like, crap, because you have it's crap in a good way. But it's like Rodgers is now back to back MVP. We are on this really weird, like, can't get rid of him. We also can't kind of run our offense because that's why, like, let's be very honest here. That's why Rodgers won back-to-back MVPs because he actually bought into the system. And that's his words, not even mine. Him saying, like, in 2019, it was weird. He didn't really buy in. They brought in a lot of McCarthy stuff back or kept a lot of that stuff. Like, that was him saying that. And then he was like, oh, well, they just drafted my replacement. I'm going to buy into this offense. And look, he had, like, added a whole layer to his game. So I think this year, like, let's see how good Matt LaFleur is. Let's see how good Goody is. Let's see how good Joe Barry is. Like, why not? Like, let's go. What's the worst that can happen? They're bad? Okay. Then let's just make the fixes that we need to. If the Packers are such a well-run organization, which I think they are, then let's get to it and get back to winning football.
Yeah, and I think the schedule sets up really nice, like you kind of talked about earlier, to get to evaluate Jordan Love in spurts. Like, he's got two away games to start the season, but then he doesn't have away games back-to-back again until week 16 and 17, which is crazy. Like, that never happens, that you've got that big a gap of road stretches. They've got the early bye, but then you buffer in, like, some of these kind of mini-byes, like playing the Lions on Thanksgiving, then having a long week before they play the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. There is that stretch, like, in the middle of the season where they're at Steelers, then they have the Chargers at home, at Lions, Chiefs, at Giants, that I think is going to be, like, I don't want to say the defining point of the season because you don't really know what you're trying to define this season. Sure. But I think those kind of games will tell us a lot about, like, where this Packers team is at. Like, that's the litmus test point of the season.
Like, the wonky non-divisional, non-NFC opponents that they've struggled with, the, like, weird back and forth, the West Coast, East Coast thing. I think it also says a lot that Packers still have a ton of primetime games.
Yeah.
And, like, that did not surprise me one bit because, A, they have been, the national media has been spending years talking about Jordan Love.
Correct.
Now everyone finally gets to see what his deal is. And B, the Packers are the Packers. The Packers have a ginormous international fan base. They draw numbers to eyeballs to TV screens, right? And that's at the end of the day what the NFL cares about. So they've got both the numbers and the fan base and the narrative built right in. So,
I mean, you look at the Broncos. I mean, like, I hated it because I watched them all. But, like, the Broncos on primetime, they got them all again because they, like, they have a huge fan base. Like, they do. Like, every time they're on TV, their ratings are very, very good. So, the thing I'm really excited about, too, is that weird, like, week four to week six, like, month off kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That also, I feel like, is a perfect adjustment period because you have the first quarter of the season. Okay, how did Jordan Love do? We have basically a month that we can now play around with this and how can we adjust to make, like, the rest of the season better. So I think, like, that's really cool because I think you're going to see coaches who, again, they see him in practice, of course, but until you throw him in the game, you're not going to have any idea. So after the first quarter of the season, adjust, make adjustments. So, you know, Jordan Love can be successful and let's see if the kid's good.
I'm feeling more and more optimistic as we're nearing the season. I have zero basis for it, like truly zero basis. But there's something about the way that they're building around him and the energy from this team. And again, you can make the argument like, oh, what else are the guys going to say at the podium, sure, right? But it really does feel like there's been a bit of a rallying cry for this locker room. And they're like, look, sports players are athletes. Sports players are athletes. Nice, Perry. Sports players are competitive human beings who do not like to be told that they aren't going to be as good as they know that they are internally, right? Like, they're competitive enough within themselves, and I think within this locker room, to go out there with the chip on the shoulder, so to speak. Like, everyone loves to be slept on, the underdog, right? And that motivation can be something. I don't know what it's going to be for this team, but what I do like about it more than anything, they could stink this year. Who cares? It's brought them together and it's brought them behind their new QB1. And, like, that's what this guy needs, is for his locker room to be behind him.
he also, like, we were, I was talking about to AJ Dillon about this. Like, he has a lot of friends on that team.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're young guys. We were like, there was that, like, whole, like, Romeo Doubs, like, didn't go out and hang out and party with Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Cause he's like 21 years old. Like, he's not going to go hang out with like a 40-year-old dude on the weekends. But, like, with Jordan Love, he was at Josiah DeGuara's wedding because they're really good friends. Like, AJ Dillon and him are, like, super tight knit. So I think, like, there's that aspect. But, and I don't know if this is like a hot take, if they wanted to, I really think they could have kept Aaron Rodgers. And what I mean by that is Goody could have gone on like the butt kissing tour and been like Aaron and called him every day or FaceTimed him and been like, we love you. We can't wait for you to come back and just like send letters. Like he could have done everything. But I think it speaks volumes. We know how things transpired. It is what it is. I really don't care about anymore. But he could have done that. They could have kept the same team and been like, maybe the defense will be good this year because that's what Goody said at his end of the year presser last year. He thought that the offense would struggle early on because you had all those new wide receivers and all that great stuff. But the defense was supposed to be not just good, elite. Like they were supposed to be top 10, potentially top 5. That did not happen. Maybe this year it does. This team is full of a ton of talent. They have two great running backs. I'm so happy Aaron Jones is still on the team. They have David Bakhtiari still in a great offensive line. You know, the depth, you worry a little bit, but it's still there. And they have a lot of young, good wide receivers with high ceilings. So why can't this team be good? So I think, like, there is room for optimism there because you're looking at it on paper and going, well, yeah, they should be good. And so we're either going to find out, oh, they are, or, okay, why aren't they?
And I think the best part of this, too, is like you touched on it, this defense, there's high expectations. There's no excuses, right? Like you've invested so much into this defense that with or without Aaron Rodgers, like you've got a young quarterback, you need to put him in positions to be successful. And you're not right. expecting him to go win games by 10, 15 points every time. Like you're not putting up 40 burgers like this is the 2020 Packers team. It's just it's not going to happen. So yeah. And I think, you know, maybe the best part about all this is the friendly deal that Jordan Love took instead of the fifth year option. Like you've got 2 years to really find out one, who he is. And two, there's a lot of expectations for two rookie tight ends, a lot of young wide receivers. Like not only are you giving them this year with Jordan Love, but you're giving Jordan Love an entire second offseason program and an entire second season to like acclimate with his offense. And he's talked about that. You know, he said like, these are guys that don't have other perceptions from other quarterbacks about how they like things done. Like this is brand new and I get to be the guy to kind of help shape how I want practices to go. So I think we're all just optimistic people personally, but sure. I think there are actually reasons to be optimistic about this team.
It's youth. Like there's like, it's a different vibe and it's gonna be different energy. Like I legitimately am all aboard the Josiah DeGuara like bandwagon this year, because every time Jordan Love is taking that field, he gets targeted every single time. Might just because they're really good friends, but like we saw that with Aaron Rodgers, right? It was with
Devontae. I was just gonna say that this is a business of relationships.
It's 100%
12. Yeah.
So like Jordan Love might have his guys. So like that's super duper exciting, especially if one of those guys is Christian Watson, who literally can just like take a slant and just take it to the house like he did in the Eagles game. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of room for optimism. And I think it's just because there's so much of an unknown. And I think Andy said this on Twitter, right? It's like you've been reading the same book for a really, really long time. And it's just like it's cool to just read something different, while not taking away for being grateful. And that's not like a slap in the face to Rodgers. There's nuance there. But it's just going to be like, for the third time in my life as a Packers fan, I am going to have a different starting quarterback in September than Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre. So that's pretty cool. Like, let's go see what we got.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of reasons to be excited. If you're a Packers fan, obviously this season is really exciting. You should also, if you're a Packers fan, or honestly, I mean, you say it, right, Tom? It's for Packers fans. You don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does sure help. Something like that. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't have it memorized yet, but I tried. Yeah. All right. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know why you'd be following Pax, which he said, honestly, if you don't know of Tom Grossi, you probably, you know, you have to know Tom Grossi. I think if you're a Packers fan, it's like written into the lore of Packer fandom, but please follow Tom Grossi on Twitter. If you don't follow Tom Grossi Comedy on YouTube, follow the Packcast. Tom, plug your stuff, please. And plug St. Jude one more time for us.
Yes. Just type Tom Grossi in if you want to hear this Muppet voice more. So yeah, just type that in. You'll find me. June, it's the biggest project I've ever done in my entire life. I hope I don't get COVID or die. But even if I do, it's going to be great content. So say June, we're going to raise all the money for you. Links will be available beginning of June. So
yeah, you set the goal at 100,000. We're gonna try and get you like 500,000. Let's do a mil. Let's do a mil for St. Jude in the month of June.
There's a small part of me that's like if I could raise $62,000 in 8 hours last year, like nine technically, I know we can hit 100K in like the first few days. If this gets picked up and goes as far as I want it to go, like yeah, let's raise all the money for them. So
let's shoot for the moon. We're shooting for the moon.
Still land amongst the stars.
Awesome. Thank you, Tom. We cannot wait for this. We will be following your content closely, promoting all of the links that you send out. Please, if you're listening to this, feel free to donate what you can. Find Tom at a meet and greet in your area. You don't have to be a Packer fan. It sure does help, though. Thank you for listening to the Packs What She Said podcast. You can find Perry on Twitter at Perry_Goldstein. You can find me on Twitter at Maggie J. Loney. You can find the podcast on Twitter at PWSS Podcast. I did that as fast as I could for Tom Grossi, the New Yorker, who was on our show. So thank you.
Don't be a phony. Follow Maggie Loney.
Yes!
There we go. The perfect way to wrap. Thank you, as always, for listening. And go, Petco.
Go, Petco.
We did it.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.